Now, I want to move on to a story that we brought to you just about a month ago. This is bins and monthly bin collections. Banbridge were first to trial once a month black bin collections. This programme revealed Derry and Coleraine are thinking of following suit. But what about our biggest council, Belfast? What's happening there? Belfast councillors Ross Brown from the Green Party. Morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist, Jim Rogers. Mr. Rogers, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
This is going to happen, isn't it? This could happen in Belfast. Down to once a month bin collections in Belfast, Jim. For black bins.
Well, Stephen, there are no plans at the moment to reduce the bin collections from bi-weekly down to monthly. I can recall a few years ago whenever the bins were lifted weekly. And obviously all of these things are always kept under review. We have got a shadow council in operation. We have the existing one carrying on as usual. And we're looking at every pound spent because the rates in our city are still the highest anywhere in Northern Ireland.
So the reason for my question, Jim, is because this has been seen by some to have worked in the likes of Banbridge during the trial period, I'm wondering what other councils are following suit. So we know that, for example, because of Banbridge, Derry have said they're thinking of following suit. We know because of Banbridge, Coleraine is thinking of following suit. So is Belfast thinking of following suit? Not definitely doing it, but thinking about doing it.
Not presently, Stephen, but these things can change.
Why not presently?
Well, I'll tell you, Belfast normally leads the way. We are the largest council. We're still going to be the largest council as from the 1st of April, whenever the 11 new councils kick in. So therefore, if we find that we're going to have to make changes, whether it's to do with bins, whether it's to do with leisure facilities, parks, or whatever, we will look at it in the round and we will make a democratic decision. But there's no use people going off advocating Belfast should follow Banbridge, they should follow Coleraine or whoever. We normally show people how things are done. I have no doubt we will continue to do that. Our officers and staff are working exceptionally hard. We're only 6 months away from the new council kicking in. There's so many issues to consider. Even much more importantly than bins.
Okay.
Well, so I don't want anybody trying to have a dig at Belfast. I don't want any councillor trying to use it for a PR stunt. Well, we will do what we think is right, bearing in mind what the ratepayers tell us and what ratepayers have been saying to me whenever this was first mooted in Banbridge. I hope, Jim, we're not going to find Belfast doing the same.
Well, should it, Ross Brown from the Green Party?
Well, I certainly support the principle of reducing the amount that we're sent into landfill, but of course I agree that we do need to look into the whole scheme much more, the pilot scheme that Banbridge has run much more closely, because there are concerns. And I think it's also important to point out that, you know, presently in Belfast we are restricted in what we can put into our blue bins. So, for example, things like glass or plastic yoghurt pots, we can't actually put them into our blue bins, whereas, as far as I'm aware, Banbridge can. So the first step would be expanding the amount that can be recycled. But the important thing is to say that it costs £80 less to send a tonne of waste for recycling compared to landfill. So there are savings that could be made. And, you know, I heard this morning on Good Morning Ulster that the cost of waste on Banbridge has fallen actually by 40% in the trial area where they put this on. So, you know, we do have a choice to make. It is, you know, do we want to keep the rates down or do we want to keep the services up? And that's a choice that councillors are obviously going to have to make.
And you would be bringing the rates down. You would be having once a month bin collections in Belfast, Ross, wouldn't you?
No, I didn't say that. I said,
well, would you or not?
I've certainly got some concerns. You know, there's concerns in terms of people who are large families. There's concerns in terms of certain items that can't be presently recycled. So I want to see that change, first of all. And I don't want to see an increase, for example, in fly tipping, where it defeats the whole purpose of actually having waste collection in the first place. But the other thing that I think is really important, we need to have a zero waste strategy. The focus can't be entirely at the back end of our waste collection system. So we need to do much more to reduce the production of waste and how much packaging, for example, is included in the products we buy. And I think it's really important for the likes of Belfast City Council to take a leadership role there and work with businesses and work with industry in order to do that.
And Jim Rogers, will Belfast City Council, for example, be asking Banbridge to share their experiences with them, or these other councils that are going to trial this?
Well, that's the usual thing that happens we all like to try and share our experiences and information rather than what we have we hold. But we do need still to look at our recycling rates. They have improved immensely over the last 4 to 5 years, but we're still a long way to go. There's some people who have a couldn't care less attitude. They just throw stuff wherever they like. They put it into the wrong bin, and why should I bother? That's their attitude. It's up to the bin collectors to do that work. It isn't. Every citizen in Belfast has a responsibility, and if you want to see your rates being kept to an acceptable level, then you can play your part as an individual. And I would urge people to learn more about what goes to landfill, what's recycled, and maybe perhaps then they will be better educated and able to deal with these things better in the future.
Always nice to talk to you, Jim. Same to you, Ross. Thank you. Good morning to you. Look at the time. It's 10 o'clock.